Thank you. So yeah, when we thought about climate mitigation account, it was a bit in response to the comments received from the Court of Auditors saying we need to have the full picture. And then we thought, okay, if we do that, we do not need to look at expenditure only, but also the government receipts. And then you come in the direction of ECRs, where you define the taxes which are climate mitigation related. And then also the issue about finance comes into being, because the government does a lot of climate mitigation related finance. So for example, there is a later years a substantive capital transfers going to a state-owned company who is trying to do the energy, the expanded electricity distribution also on sea. So they are dedicated, but the government is also with the, what we call revolving funds, like InvestNL, trying to improve innovation, but also investments in climate mitigation improvements in the business area. So that's where the government is active as well. So in that respect, we try to create the full picture. So expenditure, income, and investment from the government side. Yes. So about ECRs, I think they are completely complementary, like the CO2 emissions, IPCC versus CR. So it's quite interesting to look at it at the sector level, the policy sector levels, which we know. But at the same time, it's also quite interesting to look at an industry branch level at what is exactly happening. And in the case of national accounting, it's quite fortunate that we have the taxes on products and production in the supply and use matrices and input-output matrices. And we can connect them directly to the environmental accounts, where we see the CO2 emissions and the greenhouse gas emissions. So that's a good opportunity to try to go in that direction too. So I don't think, as long as we understand the differences in definitions, I think they should be complementary. Yeah.
Thank you.